Salutations, my dad family. It's Broken Vessel in Alberta, Canada, and I'm coming to you with another prayer request. My husband, Michael, he is an awesome husband. He is such a hard worker, but lately he has been really, really hurt by family and friends. He's a Jehovah's Witness. His mother is a narcissist and has talked slander about both her sons and about both her daughter-in-laws, me being one of them. And my husband is floored, and now his boss, who is also the head elder at the Jehovah's Witness Hall, has crushed my husband's spirit. And he has turned to alcohol. He's basically a functioning alcoholic. And I don't know how much longer I can sit and be a witness to this. I've tried to talk to him about it. He says I'm right. He recognizes it. He's ashamed of it. And still, every night he falls into the same trap. Please lift up my Michael. I love you guys. God loves you so much more.
Hello, Deb family. This is Debbie from New York. Number one, praying earnestly for the safety of the Hardens coming back from their whatever you call this tour, and sharing it with us every day so faithfully, and for Jill's healing, and looking forward to hearing them sharing about it again when they get back to home. So grateful. And Lord, I also pray for the continued prayer for Cassidy and his family. Oh, my heart is just so broken for that family. But Lord, we have you to cry out to. You're the one who carries us through every storm that we go through. Every storm. And every joy, Lord, I'm just so grateful beyond words, really. It's all beyond words. It's just all too much. We lift up Gloria and her daughter, her heartfelt cry for her daughter Vanessa, who was raised in the Lord and has now walked away on drugs, homeless, just so broken, and her just. So we say bring her back. And just like we want to pray for Brian's son, Mitchell, bring him back, Lord. Bring him back, Lord. We know that this you are still a God of miracles, and you can do it all. We pray it is your will, and we do always pray for your will. And it's in Jesus' mighty and precious name that we pray. Amen and amen.
Hello, Dad family. This is Natalie in the Phoenix, Arizona area, actually Gilbert, Arizona. This message is for Vanessa's mom, a word of encouragement I hope that I can share with you, because so many of us are dealing with wayward children, and we children who we have raised in the Lord to the best of our ability or as much as we knew at the time. And now we see our children looking so much like the world. Nothing I could say is more heartbreaking for a parent. And so I want to encourage you a couple of things to help me as I'm dealing with this with a similar struggle with my children looking like the world, is just to know that if God let them grow up and walk a straight line after I trained them to serve him, I'm afraid that I might think that it's because of me that they're serving him and not by his miracle working hand. And so I appreciate that. Thank you, Lord, for giving us an opportunity to see that it is by your miracles that our children will be saved. Also, Vanessa's mom, there's a scripture, I think it was read actually today, November 7th, Hebrews chapter 8 that really encouraged me. I'm not a Bible expositor, so I don't fully know what all this means, but my heart leapt when I heard Hebrews chapter 8, verses 10 through 12. For this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and inscribe them on their hearts. And I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will each one teach his neighbor or his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their iniquities and will remember their sins no more. All praise be to the one and only God of the Bible, creator of heaven and earth. Praise be to his son, Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hey, Dabbers, fearfully and wonderfully made from Winchester, Virginia. I have tears in my eyes. Oh, my goodness, to hear your voice, Blind Tony. Oh, how we've missed you. And that poem, your poetry just touches my heart. You are such an awesome man of God, and we are just so thankful for you. And I don't think you realize the impact that you have on all of the Dabbers. We look forward to hearing your poetry. It's so beautiful and such a tribute to God and his power of healing and love. That's all I wanted to say today, Dabbers. I hope that you all stay blessed, and I love each and every one of you. Jill and Brian, thank you so much, as always, for everything that you do for us.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jane Ruth in Nebraska. And Malachi is getting better. I'm putting coconut oil on his paws. He's functioning, but he's really on his way out. He's coming to me and needing comfort. He's just a shell of who he used to be. Malachi is my cat. He's 8 years old and about a month. And I'm pretty sure that he's got some form of cancer. I haven't been able to take him to the vet at all, but I don't have any news about my car, but I do have a dentist appointment for December 30th to get my last 3-4 teeth pulled, and possibly get dentures on the lower level. My blood sugars are going to get in line better with hopefully being able to get the infection to go away. I have been having some help with getting some crocheting jobs and hopefully getting out of pain soon with the dental thing going away. I've been doing mostly liquid diet and lots of fasting. Praise God for his faithfulness, and thank you all for praying. Jane Ruth in Nebraska.
This is Hands to Heaven. Here's another stone for your pouch, in case there's a giant lurking. This one is based on Colossians 2, 6, and 7. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to live in obedience to him. Let your roots grow down into him and draw nourishment from him, so you will grow in faith, strong and vigorous in the truth you were taught. Let your lives overflow with thanksgiving for all he has done. Here's your declaration. I am firmly rooted and built up in Christ. I live in a wooded area and have several large trees that have been here for years, and we have been through several hurricanes, and they twist and they turn and they lose branches and they lean a little bit now, but those trees are still standing because their roots are deep. Plant your roots deep. Storms of life won't take you down. This is Hands to Heaven.
God bless you all.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lavender Butterfly, transformed in Christ, called in, would like us to pray for her two sons. They are estranged, but it appears that one of them is reaching out. Lord, we ask that Lavender has the words to speak, that you would be in this situation and soften these two young men's hearts, and that they will be reconciled with their parents. Beloved called in would like us to pray for daughter Parker. She had her adenoids removed and along with the tonsils, and everything went well. So we give praise and glory to our Lord and Savior for that. She is not snoring anymore and is sleeping well, so all went well. So we give praise to our Lord for that. New Eyes called in would like us to pray for youngest daughter who is having gender issues. Lord, we want to lift that up to you. We ask that the heart of this young woman be opened to you, and that she will understand that you made her perfect the way she is. Taken with Love would like us to pray for granddaughter Myla. She is in YWAM. Everything is going well there. We wanted to make some gumbo and is going to Amsterdam on a missions trip. So we ask for your hand in this, Lord, that she'd be safe as she travels. And we give you praise that she wants to be a disciple for you and go and preach the word. Kathy called in, would like us to pray for niece Ferrari, who has breast cancer. Lord, we ask for your guidance in this and healing, if it be thy will. And Brian, we continue to pray for your son Mitchell. I understand he is back in jail. We continue to lift him up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And God bless.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It's November 7th, 2025. And I called before about my coworker, Nancy, being in the hospital. She was out of the hospital. Now she's back in it. Can you pray for her again? She needs healed. Father God, I pray for Nancy from the crown of her head to the toenails on her feet. That you would touch Nancy. That you heal her blood, heal her mind, heal her spirit, heal her emotions. I pray she knows Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. More importantly, because if something happens to her, I want her to go to heaven and be with her, you. More importantly. But meantime, I know you could physically heal people because you've done it before. You healed a blind man with dirt in his eyes, with sand and spit in his eyes of you. You healed a lady with the issue of blood. You healed the person with the fever, the girl, and God, you know what? You send the word, and they are healed. So by the stripes of Jesus, I pray for Nancy. She will be healed. She will be totally recovered. She'll be back to work, and I pray for her. No weapon formed against her will prosper. Not a gate from hell shall prevail in her life. And I pray for her right now that you give her strength, encouragement. I pray you give her laughter because a merry heart is good like medicine. And I pray for her to get the joy of the Lord in her, as her strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Daily Audio Bible. It means a lot to me to pray for her.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. How are you guys? It's His Girl Warrior from Alabama, and it is Friday, November the 7th, and today my grateful is, I don't even remember what I was going to say. My head is so stuffed up, I haven't even heard any of my daily gratefuls. I guess they might be all clumped into the community prayer. Anyway, several things happened today. People prayed, a person, I'm grateful for somebody praying in person with me. I'm grateful for my friends who check on me. I'm grateful for my student's sense of humor and Maybe I'll tell, have one student who tells me a funny joke every day. And if I get it, I tell her that she owes me $5, which I often get them. I've told her she has to get more clever, but I'm not taking her money. So anyway, but some of them she does come up with, and she gets a Jolly Rancher if I don't get the joke. So I'll have to maybe share a couple of those. So I think all of that would be encapsulated by human interaction. I love humanity. It's a wonderful thing to be out in the world and be a part of them, even the ones that aren't so amazing, right? So God, we thank you for our fellow humans and for you loving us and grace for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in November 7th to pray over our children. Now Jesus, our high priest, has been given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood, for he is the one who mediates for us a far better covenant with God based on better promises. Hebrews 8:6. God made a covenant with Israel in the days of Moses that was founded on grace. I am the Lord your God who rescued you from the land of Egypt and the place of your slavery. Exodus 22. God set the terms of this covenant. If you will obey me and keep my covenant, you will be my special treasure from among all the peoples on earth, for all the earth belongs to me. Exodus 19:5. Essentially, he told them, if you obey me, I will bless you, and if you disobey me, I will curse you. They did not obey, but God didn't give up on his people. He made a new promise through the prophet Jeremiah. I will put my instructions deep within them, and I will write them on their hearts. Chapter 31, verse 33. The new covenant was inaugurated by Jesus. Jesus replaced the if-then nature of our relationship with God with I will. The old covenant of legal threats was replaced by the new covenant of full provision in the person of Christ. And while this new covenant doesn't do away with the law, it eternalizes the law in our hearts. It changes us from the people who pursue holiness through behavior modification efforts into people who long for a genuine inner holiness that emerges from hearts filled with the Holy Spirit. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, help us to draw closer to you and to draw closer to each other. We lift to you all those who are searching for you and all those with a heart that is longing for a deeper knowledge of you. Your word reminds us that no one can come to Christ unless you call them. And so, we pray that you open our eyes and ears to your wonderful works all around us. Help us to believe all your promises to us in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Surround us with your love and help us feel and recognize your presence. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey, my beautiful Dab fam. This is KSD. This message is going out to the sister from the UK on behalf of Elo. How I wish that I could be sitting in front of Elo and sharing my heart with him concerning D2 taking his life and what that has done to so many people, and how it has affected our lives forever. But I can't, so Father, I ask that you would please speak to Elo's heart and mind. Will you break through to that dark place where the enemy has been whispering to him and lying to him and telling him that his life is of no value? Will you break through and allow him to hear your voice, to to know that he is fearfully and wonderfully made in your image? And will you draw him out of that place of darkness into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ? And would you destroy the works of the devil? I pray that the Lord rebuke the spirit of suicide in Jesus' name. I curse every demonic presence hovering around Elo in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you will cause every evil spirit, particularly the spirit of suicide, to be banished from this young man and set him free.
Father, I want to thank you for all that you've done. Your sweet Holy Spirit, your word, and your son, who gave up his life and died on a tree so that we could be reconciled back to thee. And know that you hear us whenever we pray. Know you're attentive to the words that we say. I'm definitely one of those people. And I feel so ashamed that for me, your son was erroneously blamed. Because I definitely love Jesus. But Jesus first loved me, him, the Holy Spirit, and the Father, all three, surrounding me, anointing me, lifting me up, cleansing my insides while filling my cup. So I want to thank you, Father, for all that you've done. Your sweet Holy Spirit, your word, and your son. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. You know, the other day I was playing music on the street, and a man came up to me and said, "Are you Blind Tony?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Man, I've been listening to you on the DAB for many, many years." His name was Jeff Carter. So shout out to Jeff Carter from Atlanta, Georgia. Once again, brother, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, yo. All right. Bye-bye.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for the blessings you have bestowed upon our lives. You have provided us with more than we could ever have imagined. We are so grateful for keeping those around us safe and loved. We hope that you provide us with the ability and sense to show them every day how much they matter. We pray that you give us the ability to give them the same kind of kindness that you have provided to us. Thank you for keeping us safe. You protect us from those things that seem to haunt others. You help us make better choices and provide us with advisors to help us when life's difficult decisions. You speak to us in so many ways so that we always know you are here. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Nicole, Living Christ, a Redemption Story in Florida. Just calling in some more prayers for the children and grandchildren of the DAB community. And Lord, today we just want to bring our children before you. And Lord, we pray that you can help them learn to be faithful in the little things, Lord, because we know that when they're little and they can be faithful with little things, when they get big, they can be faithful with bigger, harder things. So Lord, we pray that you help to give them an understanding of the perseverance and just the ability that you have placed inside of them to do hard things and to be able to be faithful in those things that they probably don't want to do all the time, whether it's keeping their room clean or doing their homework or helping out around the house or even being kind to a sibling who's frustrated them, Lord. I pray that you can help them to see that. And Lord, use us as their parents to model these behaviors well for them, Lord, that being faithful in the little things is such an important first step to be entrusted with bigger things. So Lord, we pray that they can see this as a positive thing, as a positive growth development mark for them, Lord, that in turning to you, and using you as their ultimate example of what faithfulness looks like, that they can, Lord, just start to walk a little bit closer to you and model that behavior in their own lives, Lord, so that you can use them in mighty ways. We thank you for the gift of our children. We thank you for those things which you put in our heart to pray over them. And Lord, we just ask that you would just fill them today with your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Would you all please pray for my son, Duncan? He came out as trans a couple years ago, and I always try to bring him to the Lord, and I raised my kids to know the Lord, but he is so far away from him, and he's rejected God, and now he's taking antidepressants and talking about moving away to a community where he feels safe because he doesn't think Ohio is safe. And I can't get through to him, and he doesn't listen, and he only gets angry when I try to talk about God, and he's mad that I won't affirm him, and I just need your prayers. I feel so inadequate, and like every time I say something, he just gets angry, and I just pray that someone comes in front of him and somehow, I don't know. Please pray for my son. Thank you.
Hey, Dad family. This is Christian, aka Christ in Me. And I wanted to request a prayer request for my friend Antoinette and her husband Jeremy and her family. Her house just was caught on fire, and praise God, everybody got out safely, but it just happened, and she's just not sure what to do next. Antoinette is the lady that did the podcast with me about my testimony, so if you guys remember her from that. Lord, Father God, we just thank you so much that everyone was safe at Antoinette and Jeremy's house. But we just pray that you give them comfort and peace. You give them direction. You show them the way to go, what to do next, what steps to take next. Give them favor with their insurance company moving forward. And just love on them and cover them in your wings, Father God. And we just thank you again for everything that you're doing for them.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. John 8:12. Father God, we lift up to you today all those in the Dab family that have been incarcerated or who have loved ones who were incarcerated and are struggling with mental health issues and suicidal ideations. Father, this world is particularly cruel to those individuals, continuously shaming them for their past and making life hard. Lord Jesus, you are their light in their world. We pray that they follow you out of the darkness of mental health issues and suicidal thoughts, because you have the life that leads them through and to life. Father, we pray against suicide in our loved ones who have experienced the darkness of incarceration, and for those families who are grieving the loss of a loved one. We pray for your light to guide them through their grief. Grant them peace and healing in their broken hearts. And may they continue to give you all of the praise and glory. Father, we especially lift up KSD and LOV and their families as they're grieving the loss of D2. Love you, brother and sister. Glad to see that you are walking through this well, I guess, as can be expected. Love you.
Brave from New Jersey. This is Sparky from Texas. And I heard your call, and sister, it hits home so hard for me. I was a very ugly ex-husband after a divorce. And that was years and years ago. But I was very not who I am now. Let's just say that. And I repeatedly tried to sting my ex-wife as hard as I could, because in my mind I felt like if my life wasn't going good, I'm not going to let yours go good either. And it's an evil, evil thing. And sister, I want you to put on the armor of God, and we will continue to pray for his salvation, because I got salvation. And it was very undeserved. I met my wife now, and she taught me the love of God. And I had to sit there with my ex-wife and show her that I was a changed man. And that takes years and years. And I pray for that, for you and your husband, ex-husband, excuse me. And I will continue to pray for a softening of his heart and a wide open blessing to come upon you and your children. Thank you for taking care of the houses. Thank you for putting one step forward. Continue to follow God. Your love, sister.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for November 7th. It's when the Spirit awakens us to the beauty of Christ that we can finally see that this is where the law was meant to lead us all along, not to better behavior, but to Christ. And this is a challenge for us as parents to lead our children not merely toward better behavior, but to Christ. Lord, you have given us a better covenant with better promises than you gave through the old covenant. No longer do we live in fear of if then, but in the freedom of it is finished. So we ask you to save us from impressing upon our children a gospel of trying harder to live up to a standard outside of themselves. Instead, help us to communicate the good news clearly so that they can live freely under the new covenant, which empowers us from the inside to live holy lives. I love you, family.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Fam Jam. This is His Girl Warrior from Alabama, and today, it's Saturday, November 8th. Today, I'm grateful for the word and words, whether it's poetry or commentary or the word made flesh to dwell among us, and that God's word doesn't return void. And I'm grateful for poetry. I'm sure there's one, and I could go look it up in one of my books that describes fall trees. I'm looking at the one, there's one in my backyard that has red and green, shades of green and yellow and orange, and it's just amazing. And God, I'm so grateful that you did send Jesus to come and dwell among us, and that he has provided a way for us to be in heaven. And if earth can look this beautiful, heaven is unimaginable. Anyway, so I'm going to run. His Girl Warrior, sharing a grateful for today. Maybe I will find a poem about trees and share that on another day in November. Anyway, love you guys. Have a wonderful Saturday. Mwah.
Fill me, my Father, with spirit and light. Guard my subconscious while I'm sleeping at night. Let not the wicked one broach my defense. Be my protector, God, put up a fence. Let not his arrows of poison get through. Help me stay focused, Father, solely on you. Cause lies and deception are trying to enter my heart. Scenes from the past trying to keep us apart. Selective amnesia, pleasure with no pain. But the helmet of salvation covers my brain, filtering my thoughts through the blood of your son, and submissively resisting Satan must run.
lust and dark passions, Father. Please keep them away. My loins are girded with the truth, and your will I'll obey. The sword of your spirit I keep in my hands. Please teach me how to wield it while I'm taking my stance. The breastplate of righteousness safeguards my heart, bringing to fruition the good things I start. Nor will my feet run to badness each day. They'll deliver good news every step of the way. So fill me, my Father, with spirit and light. Guard my subconscious while I'm sleeping at night. Let not the wicked one broach my defense. Be my protector, God. Please put up a fence. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch. Giants show up anytime, anywhere. This one is based on 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who has known or understood the mind of the Lord so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ and do hold the thoughts of his heart. Here's your declaration. I have the mind of Christ. You know, it's one of the amazing things about the Word of God. When you read it before you're saved, it's just so many words, it's like a textbook. But once you're saved and you have the mind of Christ, it becomes a love letter. And it's no longer a chore to read it. It's a privilege. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Great afternoon, Daily Audio Bible Fam Jim. How are you guys? It is Sunday, November the 9th. And this is His Girl Warrior from Alabama. And today, my grateful is apricity. I think I'm saying that right and remembering that right. It's the warmth of the sun in winter. And for some reason, I associate that with the warm spots that happen when the sun really shines through the windows onto like a hardwood floor or another surface. So today, I'm grateful for those little warm sunspots, apricity. Anyway, so every time my foot touches one, I smile. Or if I'm walking through somewhere where I'm not barefoot and I walk through and I feel the warmth of the sun through a window, it just makes me smile. It feels cozy. So I hope all of you guys are staying warm, and it sounds like my area of the world here in the United States, the South, is about to get some nice cold air. Anyway, Father, I thank you so much for the daily reminders of your love, and sunshine in winter reminds me of joy. And we thank you for your joy, because your joy is our strength. Jesus, thank you for being the light of the world. And thank you that the sun reminds us of that, of you and your reign. In Jesus' name, in your name, amen. All right, see you guys later. Bye.
Mwah. This is Alta Lee Halley on the 9th already of November. I'm just responding to the prayer request that I'm listening to. And you spoke about, I'm sorry, don't remember your name now, about your cousin who's has five kids, and the father went to jail, and she's a stay-at-home mom. They don't go to church anymore. I want to pray this verse, 1 Corinthians 2:9. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. So I just pray for this family that they would come to love you. And I just pray the man is going to jail. God would reach him and even have Bible studies and grow in his faith. And
you'd work, Lord, in this whole family, all these kids, the mother, and get them plugged in to a church family, and just turn this thing around like the song goes. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in November 9th to pray over our children. Under the old system, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer could cleanse people's bodies from ceremonial impurity. Just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our consciences from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. Hebrews 9:13-14. Most people who are troubled by feelings of personal guilt today are told that they should see a therapist. Guilt is considered unproductive and unnecessary, but this completely ignores the reality of the gift that God has given to us in the form of a conscience. Our conscience is that internal voice that sits in judgment over our will, accusing us when we violate its standard and giving approval when we fulfill it. When our conscience bothers us, we have only two options. One option is to seek to kill or silence the conscience through self-medication or self-justification. This is the way of the world. The other option is to test our feelings of guilt against the truth of God's word and then apply the word, either by correcting false feelings of guilt with the truth or by confessing what is very real guilt to our gracious God. All who belong to him can expect to be forgiven and have their consciences cleansed. To be continued.
Father God, this is from Junk to Treasure, and I'm listening to this week's prayer and encouragement. And Father, Louisa has called in, and she has an anonymous, a friend that wants to remain anonymous, that needs prayer, and the situation can't be shared. And Father God, we know that you know exactly what's going on in this situation. Your eye does not miss a thing. You are in control of all of the universe and the situations that happen with the people that you have created. And Father God, we ask for strengthening of her faith and for the situation to bring you glory, that you intervene on behalf of this lady who doesn't want to be identified, that you will undergird her, you will move in a powerful way that will be seen by many people and can only be testified to the fact that God's hand moved in this situation to bring you praises and glory and honor, and that the people in this situation might be redeemed, that they will desire to seek your face, and that they will testify of the miracles that were provided by your hand. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we claim it done, and we say amen and amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for the gift of life, our lives, the lives of all whom we treasure as family and friends, and the lives of all humanity, who we know as our brothers and sisters. Thank you that in your love, there is life for us all. Give us the grace to recognize each encounter with you. May your light shine upon our paths, leading us to success, happiness, and fulfillment in everything you have purposed for us to do. Thank you for your love and guidance. Help us in all we do, and may all we do bring glory to your name. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, shalom, shalom, Dab community family. It is November 10th, And I just heard a prayer request from two women that just touched my heart. And I had to call in and lift. One was her brother. And she's praying for a breakthrough for her brother who just can't seem to get a break and has been praying and is just, I'm guessing he's just tired and just feels defeated. And then a woman called in tears about her husband who has become a prodigal and she doesn't know what to do. So you brought tears to my eyes, both of you. My heart, I just felt everything that you're feeling. And I just want to lift you both up to the Father in the name of Jesus, to his throne of mercy and grace, to cover you, to love you, to give you peace, to bring his super right on the natural, to give a breakthrough for the woman's brother, for a Christian man to come alongside this woman's husband, wrap his arms around him and help him come back. In Jesus' mighty name, we love you both. And we are here praying for you. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of prayer and scripture over legal situations. 1 Colossians 3, 1-5. Father God, we lift up to you today the son of Paula in Albuquerque and the legal situations he's walking through. Father, we thank you that he is seeking Christ's salvation and pray that he sets his sights on the realities of heaven. Father, we pray that he walks away from living in this fallen world and seeks his hidden life found in Christ. Put to death all of the sins in his life and all the earthly things lurking in him. We pray that he continues walking in you, in your light and away from immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Father, we pray for his upcoming hearings. May he have complete faith in what you have planned for him. We pray for Paula, his children, and all those affected by his decisions. Please protect them and give them peace. Provide them with the understanding that you are the author and finisher, and may you get all of the praise and glory. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Paula. Let us know how it's going.
Hello, Divers. This is Kay from Ohio. I was calling to pray for him. I think he said Aaron from Colorado. And you're talking about, you know, bills. Payments being denied for insurance taking care of it. And you have a baby on the way. And I just feel like this message is appropriate because I'm like 2 weeks behind, almost 2 weeks. And I'm sure you can still need some encouragement right now. So God is very intentional of when we hear the messages and what we say. So I was praying before I called in and I was asking God, let there be a mistake. Let them overturn their decision. They don't have to say it's a mistake, anything. They can say, we changed our mind. Your bills will be covered. And my first thing was, God, if they can do most of it, and maybe has to pay a little bit, but I'm claiming all for you. And I started claiming all for my sons and all for myself. So today I claim all will be taken care of. As you lay your fears, your anxiety, your desires at the feet of Jesus, and come back with all. Trust God in whatever the all is so that you can be there and be present for your wife and your baby. trust God with all in every situation. Walk around your house and say all. Anoint your house and your doors and your cars. Anoint the bills and say all. God bless you.
Hi, family. It's Tamika from Harrisburg. I'm calling because I was listening to the readings today, and I wanted to pray for KG. The woman, I think it was his sister or something like that, but called in saying that he's just been on an ongoing attack for multiple years, and it seems like giving up is kind of like where he's at, and, you know, wore out where she's at. So, Father, I just pray that you will just send angels and people with words of encouragement and joy and laughter. Reach him like only you can, Holy Spirit. It's not too late, as long as he's alive. And Samoria called in because of her brother, I believe, the announcing God. That is very scary, but I just want to encourage you that the word says that they will know us because of the way we love others. So just continue to love on him. And even if you can't pray a whole lot, whatever God leads you to do, you just go ahead and jump on that. And be encouraged, because even if we can't call in, we still listen and we are still with you in spirit, agreeing with you. And bless you, Blind Tony. Sometimes, as soon as I hear your voice, I just get this big smile that rolls over my face. I love it. It's so wonderful to hear encouraging men of God just put words in such a wonderful, wonderful way. So I just bless you all, and thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Jackie Colleen again from Northern California. I just wanted to have a prayer request. I haven't all the time and haven't been calling in, but really you'll be hearing a lot from me. I live in Northern California with my daughter and her husband, and I need to find another place to live, but due to the fact that it's just we're way up in the Redwoods, and I don't drive anymore. I'm 80 years old, so I'm having a lot. And we've all decided that it would probably be best if I found a place closer, which is looking like my daughter, who lives in Ashland, my other daughter. And so would you all pray that the Lord's will is done, that you find the right place for me to live? I'm not ready for a nursing home or anything like that. But I am scared to make the change. There isn't a change now. It's a big deal. So just pray that I find the right place and where I can best serve the Lord. I pray for...
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm calling to pray for two people, but it's kind of the same thing. For Ossie Bear's son, and for another woman's son named Joshua, who are both struggling with depression, and Joshua in particular, who has lost a multitude of things in his life. Lord, we cry out to you and ask that you do not delay in working in these two men's lives. They are hurting, they are in pain, they are dealing with brokenness, and we ask that you do not wait to comfort them, to save them, to rescue them. Lord, this is really hard. I pray for Joshua, who has lost his job, his car, his insurance, and his girlfriend. All seems within a relatively short time. Lord, that is devastating. And please do not leave him there. But for as long as both these men are where they're at, I pray that you would help them to reach for you and grow closer to you in everything that they're facing. Lord, it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for November 9th. When our children experience legitimate guilt over violating what is clearly revealed in Scripture as displeasing to God, it is something to celebrate. A conscience that is sensitive to sin is a great gift, a sign of the Spirit's work of conviction. But it is also important that our children are confident in the available remedy for a conscience that needs to be cleansed: the blood of Christ. The good news of the gospel that we want to share with our children again and again, especially in the hard and dark times of facing up to sin, is that Christ has removed our very real guilt and is at work in us by His Spirit, filling us with new desires to please Him. Lord, we thank You that You have given our children a conscience. May it be shaped by Your word and not by the world. May our children be sensitive to sin without being prone to unwholesome doubts about their standing before You. Develop in our children a conscience that gives reliable feedback and makes them quick to confess, willing to experience sorrow over sin, and profoundly aware of the cleansing and forgiveness available in Christ. I love you, family.
Make us into the people You want us to be, for ourselves, for others, and for Your kingdom. Wow. Jamie in New Jersey. What an awesome prayer. Let that be the desire of all of our Kneebender Dab Nation, for us to want to be made into what God wants us to be. Praise Your name, Jesus, for these beautiful people in this DAB family.
Hey everybody, it's Ned Allison from Oklahoma City. Long time no hear. I'm just checking in. It's been a heck of a year. I had a motorcycle wreck in March, and well, here it is November, and I'm finally doing really, really well. No issue. So, but anyways, I've been going to church. I found a home church. Yay! But almost a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I have been so blessed. This place is wonderful. But I wanted to share a message with you guys. My brother, who was never supposed to have children because he got very, very sick many, many years ago, just had a baby boy. 7th of November, and probably about 4 o'clock in the evening. And his name is Charles William Thomas Weems, W-E-E-M-S. I love you guys. I just had to share that with my family. And I love you guys. Y'all have a wonderful day. Have a blessed year. I will talk to you soon. I love you all. All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, Daily Bible family. I'm calling in to pray for and encourage a woman who called in on September 1st, maybe August 31st. She didn't exactly say it. She called in saying that she was finalizing a divorce with her husband of 22 years. And so, Lord, I want to pray for that moving forward. God, it's been almost 2 months since then, and You have been working in that place, God. Thank You that You are always there and You never leave us. You never leave Your children. Lord, this is a really hard part of her life that she feels she didn't get the way she wanted it. Lord, pray that you would speak to the pain and help her move forward, and her ex-husband as well. I want to pray for him that you would work in his heart and change his heart and help him grow closer to you as well. God, this is just an unspeakable hurt and pain, and I pray that you would work in all that and encourage both of them to grow closer to you, and that you would uplift them and let them know that you are taking care of both of them. In your name I pray.
Good morning, my dear family. It's Susan from Canada via Arizona. And excuse me. Yeah, I want to pray for Brave. Lord God, Jesus, her plate is so full, financially, emotionally, spiritually. And I ask you, Lord God, to provide for her. You say you have a special place in your heart for orphans and widows, Lord God, and she's like that. She's in that category. And I pray that you'd provide and put people in her path that could help her, Lord God. It's hard raising kids on your own, never mind having the responsibility of finances as well. So I ask you, dear sweet Jesus, blessed and most holy God, to provide, sustain, uphold, and bring her peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Okay, family, this is from Junk to Treasure. And I need some prayers for my family. And I need some answers for myself. I need to know from God how any of this, all of this, makes any sense whatsoever. How one woman alone holds up under all of this pressure and stress and torment, setbacks, whatever you want to name it, however you want to name it. My oldest daughter, also her husband, just told her today that he has a huge place on his scrotum and he's in severe pain. And she's trying to talk him into going to the hospital. And I don't know how that's going to turn out because he's very stubborn. But here she is blind and isn't going to be able to see when he gets home to help be a caregiver. There's so many dimensions to this and so many issues, I guess I'll say. If you could just pray us through, I'd appreciate it very much. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we lift up the prayer request for Brooke and Patrick and all the other people who have called in for their loved ones and friends and town members, church people who have been involved in accidents. There have been so many car accidents lately, Lord. My grandchildren have had friends of theirs out of state, young people also lost their lives, and others who are suffering with the recovery process. And Lord, we've been told that this couple has been injured severely. And Lord, we know that doctors have a lot of training and a lot of knowledge in their field. But we also know that you have the final word. You are the great physician. And we're asking for a miracle here, Heavenly Father, so this couple can recover and have a wonderful testimony to all of their small community, Lord. And that other lives might be saved because of what they
went through, and you allowed them to recover, to be able to tell their testimony. Father God, we're asking it for your glory and for the life of this couple, Lord, and for the salvation of many others through the testimony. So we ask your hand to move swiftly and with supernatural power. Thank you, Father God.
Hi, this is Jonathan calling in from Massachusetts. I just heard the call from, I believe it was Lonesome Warrior. And I just felt compelled to call because I've actually been through, sounds like very similar, almost identical to what your husband is currently going through with you know, mental health issues. And so I've been through that along with my wife, you know, who was in your shoes. So just wanted to call out, let you know we're praying for you. We have an understanding of where you're at and what you're going through. Hope to hear from you, sister. If not, we'll be praying for you. And thank you. Have a good day.
This is Jackie. I'm calling from Colorado. I had just read about the bloodshed in the Sudan country, and we need to, as Christians, we need to unite together and ask God to have mercy on them and have mercy on those that are still alive. A whole hospital was massacred with the doctors and the nurses and the patients and the families and the people that worked there, the whole hospital. This is in the Sudan. This is evil. And we beg of you, Lord, that you just do your, take the power that has been unleashed and let us all be in prayer and on our knees and in repentance for what is going on this planet right now. Lord Jesus, come quickly.
Father Most High, we come before you after listening to all the heartfelt, agonizing prayers from our community, Lord. So many people are suffering. Your dabbers are suffering because they're worried about their family and their friends, and their co-workers and community members, church members. Father God, so many people are suffering with disease and ailments that doctors don't understand what is going on. Heavenly Father, we ask that this disease that is eating people up, Lord, that you devour it by your power. We know that you are a God that brought dry bones back and caused them to get up. And Lord, we know that you can do the same thing with all these people who are suffering and near to death or cannot have treatments. And Father God, you can pour out all the treatment that they need for the cleansing and the refreshing and the rejuvenating of their every molecule in their body, Lord, and that they will all rise up, Father God, and be healthy and live to bring you glory, Father God. They do not die. They live to speak of your marvelous grace and your mercy and your healing power. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and honor and glory and thank you for the work that your Son done on the cross. Let it be so, Father God. Amen and amen. I would also ask my family to pray for me to have a season of joy, happiness, rest, contentment, lack of drama, lack of loss, because I've not had one of those seasons. And so I'm just asking for you to cry out to the Lord for me,
for some mercy, for things to straighten out, go smooth, fall into place. A season of not crying. A season of recovery. A season of prosperity. I just ask for you to call out to the Lord for me. I cry out and I cry out, Eka, Eka, Lord, have mercy on me. Thank you, family, for your prayers over me.
Hey, DAB family, this is Casey, the single-minded plumber. I was wanting to ask if y'all could throw a few prayers my family's way. We're being financially strained right now. My wife quit her job a bit ago, and it's starting to squeeze, only because in my line of work, we mainly build new houses. I'm a plumber. I install plumbing in new houses. And the economy where I live is toast. They're not building anything. So things are slowing down dramatically. And I got sick 2 weeks ago with something horrible. I hardly ever get sick. But I've been really down for 2 weeks straight now, and I'm just barely starting to recover. I got bit by a spider, and I had a conversation with the garage door, and I think I broke my nose, and I have to wear a mask a lot of times at work, and it sits right on my nose where it hurts. But yeah, it feels like I'm right under a bad omen right now, or maybe God's just trying to teach me something or take me somewhere. And also maybe pray for my son Bradley. He seems to have backslid a lot lately. There's a lot of lying, a lot of stealing, a lot of mischief. Just trying to get his heart in the right place. And also my 16-year-old daughter just found out she was lying to me, and she's failing 4 of her high school classes. Nothing super major, but she's going to have to make up the credits. Anyway, I love you guys. Make it a great day. Bye.
Hey, Dabbers, this is the Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. If you guys would pray for me, I have something I've never had before. In my ear, I get a pulse, like crazy pulse, like loud. It sounds like drums. It looks like it is pulsatile tinnitus. And then I'll just stop. And if I lay down, it'll stop sometimes. And then it just keeps coming back. I've had it all day today. I will eventually go get someone to look at it, but maybe it's an ear, feels like I don't know if I have an ear infection. It just keeps coming and going, so it's really annoying. I feel for all the people who have to suffer with tinnitus nonstop. I'm only dealing with it for one day, and already it feels overwhelming. But if you guys could pray for that, really appreciate it. Love you all. Have a great day.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. Today is November 10th, 2025. This is Rebecca from Michigan. I want to wish the military and people Happy Veterans Day tomorrow in America and the USA. The celebration of the military men that serve our country and protect us from the evils of Satan and people who try to harm us and destroy us, and also the firemen and the policemen that put their lives on the line and protect us, and it has to be a burden to their families. So Father God, I pray for the protection of the police and the firemen and the military who perform a service of protection around our country, that you will plead the blood of Jesus over them. Let no weapon formed against them prosper, not a gate in hell prevail in their life, and protect their families and protect their loved ones in Jesus' name. I pray that you will help them emotionally, mentally, spiritually, in every area of their life, and that they don't know Jesus Christ in their life, that they will accept you as the Lord and Savior of their life, because they want God's perfect peace in their life. In the name of Jesus, I pray everything that you will help them another every day get through a new day. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Hello, hello, Daily Audio Bible. It's His Girl Warrior from Alabama, and it's Monday, November the 10th, and you know what the really great thing, fun thing about doing this generic, not generic, I keep using, I've used that word wrong, organic, like being grateful in the moment, in the day, what happened that day, instead of planning it out on a calendar like I usually do. If you do Myers-Briggs, I'm definitely a J. I like to have things planned. Anyway, so what am I grateful for today? My grateful, thankful for today. I do remember that the other day that I said that I was going to look for a poem about trees, but then I thought about the Psalm 1 where it talks about trees planted by water and they bear their fruit in season. And anyway, what better talking about trees and oaks of righteousness from Isaiah? So the Bible's got lots of stuff about trees too. And I never did go look up, look in my poem books anyway. So what am I grateful for today? Oh, I've got to hurry. This is what my brain does when it's too full of stuff. It was very, very cold today. I got to teach all day. I love my job. It's just a lot. What am I grateful for? I'm grateful for my friend who is like the GIF or GIF, however you say it, however you want to say it, queen. She has sent me so many funny things today. I'm grateful for my best friend and for laughter. All right, guys. Love you. Bye. Peace out.
Hello, my VAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, hear our voice when we call. Be merciful to us and answer us. Our hearts say of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, we will seek. Teach us your way, Lord. Help us to have the same love and compassion for the poor and needy as you do. Father, thank you that you are so merciful and loving. Thank you for the courage, example, and inspiration of those who bear real hardship for you. May we be as faithful to you in all we do as those who have gone before us advocating for the poor and needy. Give us boldness to follow you, whatever the cost, and may our efforts bring about a better world for all those around us who may need you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, this is Jackie calling from Colorado. I've been listening to the DAB for quite a few years and don't call in as much as I should. But that being said, I'm calling in for my son, Justin, who is on his way to prison. And due to mental illness and behavior resulting from his mental illness, and I just want to reach out to families that also experience the same thing. I know this gentleman was a son named Mitch, and I believe is Brian, the dad, and I pray for you, and I know how much pain it can cause, and we worry so much about these grown children who have been led astray, or just are ill. Only God knows. So I pray for these men. I pray that God will give them strength. I pray for Justin that he will be open up and while he is incarcerated. I pray for all the other
men and women that are incarcerated, that they come to know Jesus, because Jesus is our only answer. And of all of these things that the world has brought upon us. And I just love the daily audio Bible, and I continue to pray for each and every one of you. Thank you, Jesus, for listening to it.
Hey, fam. It is CCNPA, Crushed Without Christ, and I haven't called in a while. A lot's been going on with you guys. Praying for y'all with everything. Life is so, so difficult. We are spiritual beings here on this earth, and we're like round pegs trying to be squeezed into square shaped holes. And we're not to conform to the ways of this world, and we just don't fit in. And I am so struggling with everything that's going on in America right now. I still don't have a job yet, so it's been over 2 months without work. I have another interview tomorrow. I'll keep you posted. I'm scared to get back into the workforce, like of a professional level at my age. And not that I'm old, but it's kind of been over 20 years since I've been office professional person. I feel I'm getting an ulcer. I'm worried about my two teenage daughters, one of which you guys know she thinks she prefers women over men. So I don't think that's the case, but for some reason, I think for her listening to secular music growing up, I should have never let her listen to that. But anyway, I think that her mind got molded into thinking the ways of gayness is most acceptable, and it's just not. Help. I love you all.
My prayer is for the world to acknowledge God, our great creator, so that violence is removed from the face of the earth. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Hello, my awesome dad family. This is Covered in His Blood. And you guys, I want to pray for our mental health. I saw the whole weekend about the football player from the Cowboys that killed himself because he missed his mom, and he just started dealing with a lot of depression once she passed away. So let's pray, you guys, because let's just be honest. We all deal with some type of mental illness. Father God, we come to you covered in your blood, and we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for another wonderful week. We want to thank you for never leaving us. We want to thank you for your promises. We want to thank you that you're bigger than our problem. We want to thank you for everything, Lord God. Lord God, we lift up a mental illness to you. Father God, we ask that you touch everybody and balance our hormones or whatever's going on in our body. We ask that you silence the noise. We ask, Father God, that you keep us covered and heal us. Heal us on earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. And Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you that you're bigger than our problem. And we just believe and we receive in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen. You guys, this is covered in his blood, and I want you guys to continue to pray for my son, Tutu, as he goes to court on Wednesday, which is November the 12th, to fight for joint custody of his baby. He has been spending time with the baby, and we're so grateful for that. But we already know that once something goes left and he doesn't do what the baby mama say, she was snapped.
Hi, this is Alta Lee Halley, and I'm calling on the 11th of November. And
Psalms 84 says, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yet faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy for the living God." Oh, Lord, we need you so much. And I just pray so much for the lady who called in for her mother, Betty, who had to go to the hospital. God, I just pray you'll just comfort her on every side and heal her dear mother. Thank you. I'm so glad you love her so much. And I have a couple things to lift up in our family. Just pray that my husband, Lonnie, and my son-in-law, Kurt, and Yanni, which just seems to be doing well, but he's been having some... Anyway, pray for Lon and Kurt and Tracy. It concerns my home that really isn't my home. And just pray for love among Lon and my family. Of course, they aren't his kids because he's a stepfather. And then also we got a call from Lon's son last night and a very serious situation with their marriage. I don't want to even go into it, but just pray for these different situations in our family. We just long for heaven, don't we? When everything will be perfect. And forgive us our sin, Lord. Forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Philippians 1:3-6. Father God, we lift up to you today Paul, the brother of Daniel Johnson Jr. Father, we give thanks to you for Paul, and we pray for his health and safety. Father, Daniel hasn't heard from Paul in a while, so we request the Holy Spirit to move in Paul to call his brother. Father, we pray over Paul's work that is keeping him busy during his incarceration and the fatigue he feels because of it. Father, we thank you for the good work you are doing in Paul's life and pray that he prospers for your kingdom. Father, may he be the love and light at his institution, spreading the good news of Jesus. Father, we pray for Paul, for Paul's life when he gets out. May he continue to grow in you and flourish in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, Daniel. Let us know if you hear from Paul.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch in case a giant comes calling. This one is based on Ephesians 3:11-12. This was his plan from all eternity, and it has now been carried out through Christ Jesus our Lord. Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come fearlessly into God's presence, assured of his glad welcome. Here's your declaration. I may approach God with boldness, freedom, and confidence. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible fam down. It's His Girl Warrior from Alabama. It is Veterans Day, so that is Tuesday, November 11th, 2025. And I wish you all could be with me. I'm at this cute little park that's down near my house, and it's, you know, getting to be sunset, but the trees are still golden where the sun is touching them, and just the crisp fall air and the endorphins that are pumping from getting my walk in this evening. Anyway, I'm about to be a nerd and put on my headlamp so I can finish my walk. But anyway, so I just wanted to say that seems like there's a theme coming out from my organic thankfuls, and it always has something to do with creation and outdoors, and it's no small thing that I am out here walking. The stress from work has aggravated my MS, and I'm having a little bit of double vision in my left eye and the neuropathy in my feet. But anyway, those are not gratefuls. Those are the things that make the things for which I'm grateful even more sweet. So I love you guys, God. And you know who's pulling up right now? My very best friend. And she's going to come do these steps with me. So I love you guys. Talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Abba, Father. It's soaring on eagle's wings from Canada, you know. And I'm calling in to you today on behalf of Winsome Warrior. Oh God, I heard her tears, her voice, and the overwhelming pain that she's going through right now because her husband is not home. You know the medical condition that he has. He's called her, but not to let her know where he is, but to say he has denounced you. But Divine One, you who would leave the 99 and find the one that was lost in the thicket, I ask you now to go find this husband, Lord, and bring him home. Bring him back to his wife so that he can get the treatment he needs. Oh, Father, hear the prayers of the DAB family as they call out to you for this husband, for his heartbroken wife who doesn't even know how to pray. But Lord Jesus, you're seated at the right hand of our Abba, and you're interceding on her behalf. So please, hear her cry. Send someone who is out there to help her husband, who'd find him, bring him home, and oh, just love on him. You haven't stopped loving him because he has said he's denounced you. Lord, he's going through troubled times. Please bring him home. Save him. Bring him back to his wife, I pray.
Hey, this is Eyes of a Dove. Winsome Warrior, I heard your cry out for your husband, my friend, my sweet sister. Let me hold your hands. Let me pray with you right now. Father, oh, Father God, we just come together, me and Winsome Warrior, and we lift up her husband who has turned off his location so she doesn't know where he's at, but she does feel the despair in her heart because, Father, you created that marriage, that they together were one. So when he hurts, she hurts. Her heart is aching. She knows in her bones that her husband's in a very, very dark place and that he is despairing and the enemy is attacking her husband, Father God. And Father, I ask that you would consider your bride right now and that you would go ahead of her straight to wherever her husband is on this earth, Father God, and that you would make your presence so palpable that he could taste you, Father God. He could smell you, Father God, that when he finally closes his eyes, Father, he would see your glory. And any human being that comes within his influence, Father God, that they would be so filled with the Holy Spirit that they would reach out and touch his heart and be there for him and minister him. Father, I ask for ministering angels right now. Father, I ask for a hedge of protection and a ring of fire around this boy. Father, I pray that you compel him, that you pursue him and bring him back to the saving glory of you. That, Father, he is a lost sheep and his place is with his wife, his family. And, Father, they are married and she loves you and there is a shelter over him because of that union and that marriage. And, Father, I ask that you would go now and save the lost, her husband, and that he would come back. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, this is Heather of Pikes Peak by way of Texas, and I just want to give a praise report. I had surgery on Monday, November 11th. It was my left hand, carpal tunnel, and a trigger finger release, all in my left hand. And it was such a God thing because I had everyone praying over me, all my family and church and my life group and just everyone. And I just felt so loved and so taken care of. I chose to do the surgery awake, no anesthesia. That was an option. And so I chose it. And I know why I chose it, because it was God choosing it for me. While I was sitting there, or laying there in the OR, getting ready for surgery, I started making a fist, and my middle finger has been a trigger finger for years, and it hurts. If anybody has a trigger finger, I sympathize with you. But I hadn't thought about this finger in such a long time. And then I said, "Hey, Dr. W, what about this trigger finger? Is there any way we can fix it?" And he goes, "Oh my goodness, yes. Do you consent?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And so they called the hospital, and the hospital called back and said, "Yes, it's good to go." And I had trigger finger release along with carpal tunnel, and it was just amazing. And it was all God, because what would have happened if I had anesthesia and asleep? I would have never had this fixed. So I know it was all God. So God, thank you so much. Thank you so much for loving me. I love you so much, and I know that I'm going to heal beautifully, Lord, because you are over it. I thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, lead and guide us, because we need you. Work through our lives and let our eyes see your wonders today. Let your purposes prevail and your plans come to pass in our lives. Thank you for equipping us for every good work that you have called us to. We commit to utilizing gifts, talents, anointing, and calling you have given us. Help us to bring others to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in November 11th to pray over our children. Think back on those early days when you first learned about Christ. Remember how you remained faithful even though it meant terrible suffering? Sometimes you were exposed to public ridicule and were beaten, and sometimes you helped others who were suffering the same things. You suffered along with those who were thrown into jail. And when all you owned was taken from you, you accepted it with joy. You knew there were better things waiting for you that will last forever. Hebrews 10:32-34. It wasn't easy for the early Christians who were being addressed in the letter of Hebrews to follow Christ. They were ostracized in the business community, rejected by their families, unwelcome at the temple, and some had their property confiscated. Yet when everything they owned was taken from these believers, they accepted it with joy. This is stunning. If we consider it carefully, we wonder how it could really be true. More significantly, we wonder if it would be true of us. The writer of Hebrews tells us how these early believers were able to respond to loss in the midst of persecution in this way. They knew there were better things waiting for them that will last forever. They were able to let go of their worldly possessions because they knew what was waiting for them in heaven was better. To be continued. Hey family, calling in the continuation for November 11th. Our children instinctually know what truly makes us happy and what has the power to rob us of joy. So they know if Christ is our true satisfaction or merely an inherited tradition. They know if he is the passion of our lives or if we're merely going through the motions. It becomes evident when our commitment to Christ costs us something, like the investment of our time in a service project rather than a favorite sporting event, or a gift of money to the gospel work that we were going to spend on a vacation. When we accept financial loss, the loss of health, the loss of advancement, the loss of opportunity or freedom with genuine joy instead of self-pity or resentment, it becomes evident to our children that we're not depending on this world to make us happy. Our joy is anchored in the life to come. Lord, everything you are, everything you provide now and in the life to come is everything we need and more because we could never ask for it. Increase our confidence in what you have prepared for us so that we will respond to the losses in this life with joy and contentment. I love you, family.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Saved by Grace in California. I just want to lift up in prayer the sister who called about the situation she has with her ex that is harassing her and trying to get all her assets and just destroy what God is doing in her life and in the life of her children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up my sister to you, Father, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her. I plead the blood of Jesus over this situation. I plead the blood of Jesus and cry to you, Father God, for divine intervention for my sister. I pray, Lord, that you would minister to her and give her peace. Father, help her to stay focused on you, Father God, and not her situation. Father God, I pray, Lord, you give her wisdom, give her discernment, and all the decisions and the choices that she makes from here on out, Father God, will be guided by you, Lord God. I pray, Holy Spirit, encamp around about her, minister to her, and help her to make these decisions based upon your guidance, Father God, and only your guidance. Lord, I pray for the spouse, Lord. I pray, Lord, that if he does not know you, that he would come to know you in a very intimate and special way. I pray for favor in the eyes of the courts and all the paperwork she has to do, Father God, that she would be able, that they would give her favor, Father God. And we just block the enemy and all his tactics to try to come against what you are doing in her life, Lord God. We bind Satan and all his cohorts, and we cancel every assignment that he has planned against my sister in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless you, my sister. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Hey, good morning, family. This is Tiffany calling from New Orleans. I wanted to lift up a few of the dabbers that called in. At least we heard the recording on November the 12th. Today is the 12th. It's about 5:45 this morning. Sitting here drinking my coffee and listening to the word of God, thanking God for another day, oh God, just thanking you for all that you do, all that you've done, and all that you plan to do in and through our lives, oh God. Lord God, as I listen, I heard resting in God's shadow, oh God, and I hear her brokenhearted, Lord Jesus, her broken heart. Father God, she sounds concerned about this upcoming divorce, Lord God, and the effects that it will have with the co-parenting of her son, oh God. Resting in God's shadow, sister, I just want to share with you that your name says it all. So I just thank God that that's what you're doing. Just rest in his shadow, oh God. He will cover you. He will give you peace, oh God. And he will provide for you everything that you need when this divorce comes up, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you right now for the peace that you're giving her, Lord God. Comfort her heart, Lord God. Just give her everything that she needs, oh God. You know everything about this situation. And resting in God's shadow, I need you to know that God knows what's going to happen. You know, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but he do. So you know what? We know how the story ends. So let's just stand firm. And I know this is easy for me to say because I'm not going through it at this moment, oh God. However, my heart just breaks for you, Lord God, knowing that you have a son that you still have to co-parent. I had to endure this exact same thing with my ex-husband as well. We're not divorced just yet, but it's coming, oh God. But I just thank God right now for you, Lord God. Thank you that you called in, sister, so we can lift up. Father God, I just cover her prayers. Lord God, I cover all the Dapper's prayers in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hey, I need to continue. Eyes of a Dove, I heard you as well. Sister, I am thanking God with you for a praise report that will be coming soon for this great job. I heard you got the offer. I'm just thanking God right now for better pay, Lord God, for great insurance, for great everything. God knows what you need, what your family need, what it will take. He knows what you will do, how you're going to do it. And we just thanking God right now for everything that God is doing, has done, and will do in and through your life, on this job, in your family, in the supermarket, Lord God, everywhere you go, Lord God, he know you will touch lives. So we just thank him right now for that. Lord God, I also come standing with the Dabbers, praying for Miss Gloria and her daughter, Vanessa. Lord God, we know how addiction can run rampant, oh God. So Father God, we just thanking you right now that someone will grab Vanessa's hand, that will stand and pray with her, Lord God. But not just that, Lord God, I pray that you just touch Vanessa in the midst of her sin. Father God, I pray that the taste of the drugs, whatever she's doing, I don't know if it's drugs or what, but Lord God, whatever the case may be, I pray that it becomes disgusting, oh God, that you take not just the desire, but the taste, oh God. You know, because we can always have the desire, but the taste be nasty. So, Lord God, I pray that you remove the both of them. Father God, give her clarity, oh God. I pray that you just open her eyes. Father God, I pray that you put her in a situation that she can say, it was nobody but God. Father God, and I just thank you, Lord God. And I pray that each situation, Lord God, that you use it mightily for your glory. Lord God, we just stand firm, thanking you and trusting you, knowing that all is well with our lives, oh God. We place them securely in your hand, knowing that your hand big enough to handle it all. So we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. It is in your darling son.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Peaceful in Pennsylvania. I want to pray for resting in God's shadow. First of all, I want to tell you, you can hear your heart's cry. You want a right heart. That is awesome. Father, I ask that you give resting in God's love, peace in the name of Jesus. Lord, help her to feel your presence. Lord, I just ask that she and her ex will be good parents to their son. Father, I ask that you be her provider, Lord, as this occurs, Lord. Be her provider. Be her comforter. Holy Spirit, comfort her with your presence. Lord, help her to know how much she is loved and cared for. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Hands to Heaven with another stone for your pouch. This one is based on Colossians 1:13. He has rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Here's your declaration. I have been rescued from Satan's domain and transferred into the kingdom of Christ. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey, this is AFE from TX. I'm calling for the gentleman who just had a baby, I believe, and has been faced with medical bills. Wanted to first off, thank God for, you know, safe delivery. Praying mother and child are doing okay, and just praying that God will shower him with his blessings and allow him to experience the joy that comes in new birth. But also wanted to just share my own experience and hope that encourages him. I pray that God puts people in his place who can assist. So I faced a situation where we had my mom visit the hospital and the emergency, actually, and got admitted. And as part of that, there were quite a significant amount of medical bills, but God placed people in our path.
Shalom, shalom, DAB community. It is November 12th, and I just heard a prayer request from a woman who is starting a divorce process after, I guess, 6 years, and they've been separated for 3. Sweet sister, I could feel your heart. I could feel the love you have for your son. And your greatest concern is your son. You're asking and praying for open hearts. Oh, sweet sister, your heart is so open and so soft. So let's take you up to the throne, God's throne of mercy and grace, and say, thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. We praise you, Father God, for taking this situation into your hands, Father God, and for the surrendering of this sweet, sweet woman. Father, we ask that you give her double portions of blessings, that you guide her through this, that you keep her husband's heart soft, and you protect the heart of her son. It is in the mighty name of your son, Yeshua, that we pray.
Good morning. I want to lift up resting in God's shadow and her prayer request for just covering over her divorce, which is kind of a weird thing to pray for. But I understand the need and desire for that, and just that that God and that Jesus would be present during the entire process. And we pray, as she asked, for all parties to have soft hearts, to do everything to the best of their ability out of love, and even when they are not able, that you, Jesus, that you would intercede and give them the ability to do whatever they need to do within the process, whatever actions they take, do it out of love. Whatever words they decide to say to each other during the mediation, during just the whole process, that all of that would be rooted in love. And we pray, Lord, for their son. I think she mentioned it was just one son. That you would just cover him with love and grace, and just affirm his identity as a child of God, and that even though he loves his parents and needs to honor his parents, that ultimately his identity is separate from his parents. It's rooted in you as an image bearer of you. So in Jesus' name I pray that you would just be in this relationship.
All right, it's your eyes of a dove. Well, the blessing today is working with my husband on his tree service business. And so I often have time to get caught up on my daily audio Bible on my commute out to the crew and pray for you guys and pray over my husband. And it has definitely enriched our marriage to have that extra time together. My husband's loving it. But one thing that we really enjoyed, my husband and I, was Brian and Jill, your walk through Italy and Rome and Greece. That is where we went May 2023 on our honeymoon. And there were specific spots in Rome I really wanted to see, and in Athens. So Mars Hill, just like you guys were up there with Ezekiel and the dehydration, what a scary moment. Praise God, he was restored. But I was there as well. I remember climbing that rock, and there were an acapella group from Japan, so women, they sounded like angels, and they were singing a familiar hymn in their native tongue. I picked a flower and a rock from Mars Hill that I have to this day. It was a goosebump moment for me. And then all the way to Rome. I was also in the Maritime Cave where you guys were at. I went to the St. Peter Basilica, and we found the Paul's Basilica, which, you're right, it's outside of town. It's not like magnificent on the outside. You would never know Paul was buried inside. It was such a holy moment to go in there and see all that. I even stayed and watched as the priest started to serve the communion. And to think that we walked the same steps and that you guys were there where I was there. And the more details you added to each place we visited was fantastic. So thank you for bringing me back to my beloved and my honeymoon and adding all those excellent details. I had no idea the Three Fountains was in walking distance from the Maritime Prison. I'm bummed I wasn't there. Love ya.
Greetings, my DAB family. This is New Envision Growth out of New York. This message is for resting in God's shadow. You were calling in for prayers for your upcoming divorce. There's something you said. You talked about you're going through your divorce process. And I've been there. I understand all the steps, but I need you to understand it is exactly what you said. It's a process. And if you look up the definition of process, it says actions or steps taken in order to achieve a certain goal. And you already mentioned what your goal is. You're going to also have to go to your word in this process. You figure right now, if you had to pick an example, we can go in the example of Jesus, the best example. Jesus had to go through a process in order for our salvation, right? He had to be born, he had to suffer, he had to die, he had to be resurrected. And right now you're in your suffering stage. It's not dead yet. You know, making it parallel to Jesus. It's not the point where he says it is finished, okay? Because you're still going to that point. So allow yourself some grace in your suffering process and build yourself up on the word of God. Right now, and we're talking about faith, right? Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so that's what my prayer is going to be for you, that God would increase your faith, that you will make it through this process. And hopefully you will do exactly what your name is, and you will rest in God's shadow of peace, knowing that this too shall pass, but it is a process.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower via Arizona. And I want to pray for resting in his shadow as she is asked for prayer for her divorce. Lord God, we lift this resting in your shadow to you. We ask you to give her that rest. Overshadow her, Lord God, with your peace and comfort. You are the God that heals broken hearts, and I know that is true for sure. And I pray, Lord God, that you would just heal her heart and make her whole once again. But I especially pray over the little boy, Lord God, that should their divorce go through, that he would receive the parenting he needs to grow and mature in the Christian life. I pray, Lord God, that together the mom and the dad would put the little boy first, and that in all things you would be glorified. Ultimately, I pray for this marriage to be healed and the family to be whole, wrapped up in the cords of love that only you can provide. But should that not be the case, Father, I ask that you just bless each and every individual with peace, with cooperation, with a love that puts the other one first. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, DAB family, it's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. Long time, no talk, I know. I hope you guys are doing well. It is Wednesday, November 12th. I'm actually coming to y'all from Harrisburg, PA today, and we'll be here through Sunday. Just a couple of updates. I can't believe I never called and told you guys this. Ding dong me. My mom's bone marrow biopsy came out clear. Glory be to God. I've been working my tail off full time, which is why you guys haven't heard from me as much. It's kicking my butt. Your prayers for strength and endurance and some supernatural relief of pain and some energy are hugely appreciated. Along with that, I was so nervous in the past couple months about, you know, having to find a new place to go, or is my rent gonna go up, this, that, the other. Oh my gosh, you guys, in the past 5 minutes I just got my new lease offer and it's not going up, so I can stay where I am, and I'm overjoyed. Oh, God is so good. God is so good, and I know he's gonna take care of me, even though I'm only making $15 an hour. Oh, I know he's going to take care of me, because he just does. So thank you guys for your prayers for my family and I. My dad is, I think, coming back to the Lord. He's been attending Bible study. I think we're all going to get some counseling just to help go through everything that we're going through. And God is just taking care of us. So continue praying for my mom. She's going to keep fighting. She's doing an amazing job. And yeah, if you guys just keep all of us in your prayers, I'm going to try to do better about keeping you guys updated. But I'm out of time. Bye for now.
Good morning, DAB. It's November 12th. And I just heard Refined by the Fire. This is Debbie from New York, by the way. I just heard Refined by the Fire give tremendous thanks and gratitude expressed so perfectly. I'm sure that all of our hearts were right there with her, those of us listening, just to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Hardens, for sharing whatever you call this journey with us, taking us with you. And really, we can't adequately express how grateful.
Hi, everyone. My name is Mfon. Today is November the 12th, and I just finished listening to Daily Audio Bible, and I heard this mom that called concerning Vanessa, her daughter that walked away from the faith, and she is choosing the wrong path, and she is asking that we pray. Father, I pray for Vanessa, and I bring her before you. And as we join our faith with the mom, we ask that you bring her back to you. I ask that the devil will not steal, kill, or destroy her, that she will come to the point of where she say, let her go back to God, go back to the mom, just like the prodigal son did. I pray that you bring men and women in contact with her that would remind her of God's love. Please do not allow the enemy to have a hole in her life. I ask that you return her back to you, oh God. Always help her to realize that what she's doing is wrong, and help her to come back to you and have a relationship with you. I ask that you restore her, heal her, and comfort her. Please help Vanessa, and I pray for the mom that you give her comfort, knowing that all the prayers that we've presented before you, you have them and you have answered them. We ask all this in Jesus' name. So I also want to recommend this book to all parents, The Power of a Praying Parent by Stormy Omerton. It is very, very important that we pray for our children, and this book will encourage us to pray in every areas of our children's life. Thank you so much, and God bless y'all. Thank you. Bye.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch in case you see a giant. This one is based on Colossians 2, 9 and 10. For in him the entire fullness of God's nature dwells bodily, and you have been filled by him, who is the head over every ruler and authority. Here's your declaration. I have been made complete in Christ. The enemy can try and tell you all the things that you're not, and all the things that make you not enough. Christ is enough. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey guys, it's Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. This is His Girl Warrior from Alabama, and I've kind of waited late in the evening. It's 9:04 p.m. and my organic grateful for today is I am grateful when my grown child reaches out to me and wants support and love after she's had a hard day. It was a crazy ending to her day, and she's just had to carry a lot. So I am grateful for that. Father, thank you that you can bring salvation to our family members, our friends, our loved ones. Jesus, thank you that you can take the scales off their eyes and their hearts, and that your chesed, your loving kindness, brings them to repentance. God, I pray that you would be with my family members. God, draw them to yourself, protect their lives. God, for all the dabbers who have family and friends who don't know you, and God, for the people who are lonely and grieving during these upcoming holidays, God, be with them, surround them with your songs of mercy and deliverance. Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for rest. Thank you for warm beds. Love you. All right, dabbers. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Mwah. Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in November 12th to pray over our children. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Hebrews 11:1. Typically, when we say we hope for something, what we're really saying is that we're not sure it's going to happen, but we want it to. This is wishful thinking, not biblical hope. There is nothing uncertain about biblical hope. What the Bible promises may not yet be realized, but it is certain. How do we know? On what basis do we have hope? God has promised.
To have faith is to risk everything on believing that everything God has promised is completely reliable. Noah believed what God said when he warned him about the flood, so he built the ark. Abraham believed what God said when he promised to bless him, so Abraham followed God's instructions and went to the place where God told him to go. Sarah believed God when he said she would have a child, so she trusted him even in her old age. Yet Hebrews 11 says all these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They died waiting for the promised Messiah. They didn't receive everything in this life that was promised to them by God, but what they did receive in the next was far better than anything they could have imagined. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, as we come before you today, we pray that you would keep us from growing complacent in our walk with you. Stir our hearts with a fresh desire to seek you deeper, to learn more of your word, and to live a life that truly reflects your love. Grant us the strength to resist the temptation of settling in our current spiritual state, and instead, guide us to continually grow in faith, in love, and in obedience. Help us to be actively engaged in our relationship with you, ever seeking to serve you with a renewed passion and commitment. We pray we live lives that lead others to you and your truth. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown from Evansville, Indiana. And I would encourage you, if you have time, to go back and listen to Brian Harden's what he says is going through his mind and the struggles that he has faced and his ability to stay honest before God and people. It's just a wonderful, wonderful, he always has a wonderful, and so does Jill. So I just want to encourage you to do that again. And then they have about 3 or 4 people who are asking for prayer. And I am praying. I want you all to know Jeff and I are praying for all of those people who sent in prayer requests on this day. Jeff, what is the day today? Can you look? Huh? Is what?
I think it's like the 13th, maybe. 13th or 14th, I'm not sure.
Okay, Jeff says it's the 14th or 15th of what month, Jeff?
Of November.
And so if you look that up in the Daily Audio Bible Reading, you can go there and pray for people and pray for yourself. And I want you all to know that Jeff and I do.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Lovelyn, and I'm calling in from France. I'm calling in to join my faith with the faith of some of our brethren that requested that we pray for them. A sister called in that you don't know where your husband is, he has disabled his location, and you're praying, there's a lot of challenges going on, and you're praying that you don't even know what to pray. I want you to know we're with you in prayer. When I wanted to pray for you, I didn't actually know what to pray, but I started to speak in tongues. Let the Holy Spirit pray, search our hearts and intervene. So I encourage you, sometimes if you don't know what to pray, just speak in tongues. Start speaking in tongues, so that the Holy Spirit that searches every heart will search the in-depth of our heart and know what exactly we should pray. So I just want to encourage you. I know it's not easy, but God is with you. And one of our grandmother called in for her grandson that the second friend committed suicide, the first one committed suicide, the second one committed suicide, and the boy is traumatized. Mommy, I want you to know we're with you in prayer. We're praying for your son. We're praying for a good relationship. We're praying for the hands of God to sustain him. And the sister again from Kentucky called in that we should pray for her cousin Vera, who has stage 4 cancer. We are praying for Vera. Vera is always in our prayer, and the hand of God will bring healing. Whichever way God chooses to heal, he will perfect it. And another sister called in that we should pray for her sister. She's a stay-at-home mom who is about to go to prison or something like that, and she said we should join her in prayer. Sister, I want you to know we are praying for your sister, and God will intervene. God will show mercy. In place of every judgment, the mercy of God will prevail. And so many other people, some of our brethren calling.
It's Heather from Tennessee. I'm a little behind on everything. So much going on. I just wanted to, I was listening to November 10th, and there's several prayer requests of men and women who are suffering just with not knowing what to do, and I just want to pray for them. Oh, Heavenly Father, I lift up these people. KG, and there was a woman, her husband, they just are just fighting with who knows what, Lord, oppression of some kind, Lord. I just pray that you will bring them to a place, Lord, bring them to a place where they can hear you, where they can see your good grace, where they can see and hear good things that are happening around them. That, Lord, not all is lost because we have you in our lives, Lord. I just pray that you bring them to a safe place, Lord, where they can just love you and help their families, Lord, to continue to love them in their darkest hours. Let us not give up on people who are struggling and who are fighting with us. Lord, it is to your good that we do this. And we thank you, Lord, for your many, many blessings. We thank you, Lord, for loving us and saving us. And my heart goes out to you all. So keep... I'm praying for you, and thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, via Arizona. And Resting in the Shadow mentioned that there's, you know, we prioritize our prayers and we think others' needs are bigger than our own. And she kind of taught me a lesson, because I've been fighting this small infection in my hand since the beginning of October, and it's healing, but ever so slowly. I've been on 2 courses of antibiotics. I soak it 4 times a day, put an antibiotic ointment on it, and it's getting smaller in a very, very slow way. But this is November 12th, and I'm getting very tired of having this bandage on. It's in an awkward place, right in the valley between my first finger and my thumb, and it's very annoying. It's not causing me a lot of pain unless I, you know, hit it. So I try not to hit it. That's so silly. But I'm very tired of soaking this thing and wearing this bandage that makes it look so horrible, but it's oozing, and the ointment is very sticky, so I don't want to get it on my clothes and stuff. So if you could just pray that my hand be healed quickly, I would really appreciate it. Father, we just ask you in the blessed name of Jesus to bring healing to all our friends and family on this app. And whether it's our hearts, our minds, our bodies, or our souls, we ask for your touch in our life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, Dab family. This is Rose of Sharon.
I'm coming to you again for your prayers. My friend Christy is in Texas. She lives in Donna, Texas. She is on the border, and she's of Mexico and Texas is where she lives. She's been a missionary there for quite a few years. And she ended up getting cystic fibrosis. And she needs a lung transplant or God's healing. She's on the waiting list. She is in such serious, serious condition. Please, please pray. Pray for God to either give her a pair of new lungs or for Him to heal her lungs. She's on the verge of eternity with Jesus if this does not happen soon. Please pray for our sister. She's an amazing person. Thank you. I love you, Dab family. Thank you for being there. I pray for you all.
Thank you, my Heavenly Father. You are so good to us, Lord. Even in the most saddest circumstances, God. Father God, I pray you, Lord. Well, I thank you. I come before you with thanksgiving in my heart, with praise to God, for you are my living God, our living Heavenly Father. We can come boldly before your presence in confidence to God, to your throne of grace. Father, I pray for my siblings here, dear God. The woman, dear God, who felt touched, dear God, to be vulnerable, dear God, and share with us, dear Father, her trial, dear Lord, that she's going through divorce. Father God, I pray, dear Lord, just like you helped me, dear Father. 6 years ago, dear Lord, I went through a sad divorce, Father. My children were grown up, so I didn't suffer much for them, dear God. Actually, they were kind of against me, dear Father. I felt so alone, dear God, but you never left me. You never forsake me, Father. Just like you helped me, dear God, I pray that you help my sister, dear God, my sister who is resting in the shadow of God. I pray, dear God, that you show yourself strong in her life and you bless her, dear God, big time, Father. Speak to her, dear God. Embrace her with your peace, Lord. Let everything fall into place like it did for me, dear Father. Bless her, dear son, dear Lord. For I give her the grace, dear God, that she needs, Father, in Jesus' name. I love you, my sister. You're not alone. Big hug.
My name is Jonathan from Texas. Our daughter, her father-in-law is in the hospital and in, well, serious condition. And he needs to sign some paperwork, and he'll be able to be lucid enough to sign the paperwork. And we're praying that he can get back at home anyway, but if it's not God's will, then we need the paperwork signed. Thank you very much.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for November 12th. So much of the modern Christianity is about harnessing the power of God to get what we want in the here and now and to become better people in the here and now. But the essence of our faith is nothing like that. We want our children to be willing to step out to follow a God they have never seen with their eyes, whose voice they have never heard with their ears, trusting a reality that the collective voice of the world does not exist and does not matter. We want them to believe that there is something that can be found only in God that is more durable, dependable, and delightful than anything in this world, and then live in that confidence. Lord, please don't let our children settle for a generic, domesticated kind of faith that is acceptable to the world. Instead, fill our children with a countercultural confidence that anticipates all that you have promised, not in the here and now, but in a heavenly homeland. I love you, family.
Hey, this is from Junk to Treasure, and I know this recording will not get to the ears of my Dabber friends and family until after the fact, but God works outside of time. The Roofers are here today, and it's costing me a little bit more than what they originally quoted, where I was already kind of in the negative anyway. So I'm just asking for prayers that there will not be any more problems or changes or any additional money, because now, of course, I have to worry about that extra expense. So if you could lift this to the throne of grace, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Mary from North Carolina. It is November the 13th. I just got through listening to the Daily Audio Bible and the prayer request at the end. And I usually don't call in and ask anything for myself. I try to just be in prayer for other people. But this morning, after listening to the prayer request, it just reminded me of three of my four children, my girls, and my heart is so heavy for them. I raised all of my kids in church. My son Trinity is on fire for the Lord, but my girls have gone the way of Balaam, and I've had to go no contact because of just the mental and emotional toll that it was taking on me. And I just ask in the community to pray that God will bring their names of joy, Karina Faith, and victory, my milestones with the Lord. And I think, you know, just because they witnessed God working on me, healing me from trauma, and I made all the mistakes and just different things while they were young as God worked on me, that I just made too many mistakes in their eyes, and they felt like that I wasn't a good example and a good witness for Christ. But God is able, and I've handed them over to him. And I'm just trusting and believing that in his time and in his way, he will bring them back into the fold. They were all dedicated to the Lord when they were kids, and throughout their early years, they made confessions for God. So I appreciate your prayers. I love you all. Continued prayers for everyone. You all have a blessed day and a good week out there. Love you all.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois, and I wanted to call in and let Billy from Wetumpka know that he's just a blessing, how he walks out his faith. He called in and shared the story about being in the laundromat, you know, a just mundane thing to be at the laundromat, and had the chance to share about the DAB with someone. And I love it, and thank you for your boldness, and it encourages me to step out in faith. Keep calling in. Love you, Deb family. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Alta Lee Hallie, and it's the 13th of November, and this is for Trunk to Treasure. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that's within me. Bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. So I lift her up. She's been having allergies, her eyes and nose, and I had that for quite a while. I started taking some allergy pills, and that helped. And then all of a sudden, I think yesterday or today, it just stopped. So I just pray in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, this will stop and help her to feel good, breathe clearly, and you be glorified. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois calling in a prayer for Christopher, Billy from Wetumpka's brother that's dealing with cancer. Oh, Lord, we lift Christopher up to you. We pray the MRI on his brain, that it shows all clear, no cancer in the brain. Oh, Lord, we just ask you to give him this special touch and continue to walk with him as he takes chemo for the areas that he does have cancer, and there's many, but they are treatable with the chemo, and we pray this would have mild effects and changes on him, and that he would have a long life to live for you and be with Billy and the rest of the family. Just wrap your arms around them as they all walk this cancer journey. We love you, Jesus, and pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Hi, it's November 12th, and I just heard some requests, desperate requests on the 10th. And just lifting both of you up today. One was with her brother, KG, and the other was with her husband. So she's desperate for her husband to get help. Psalms 116 says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. Other thing is to give thanks to you. We give thanks to you, for you are good, Lord. Your steadfast love endures forever. Precious, precious, you are precious. Praise the Lord. The Lord is on my side. He's my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to take refuge in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princesses. We pray for these two men will trust in the Lord, Lord, and take refuge in you and their wives and a sister. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all people, for great is his steadfast Lord's love toward us. Lord, thank you for your love toward us. May these ladies and her husband and her brother feel your steadfast love and faithfulness. Help them to praise you. Help them to trust you. Blessed are those whose way is blameless. Lord, you make our way blameless. So you care about these people. Please bring breakthroughs. And just thank you for all the people that will be praying as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up the unspoken request called in by Louisa from Fargo, North Dakota. We pray for her friend, whatever the situation is. She needs you. And she needs comfort and guidance on what to do in this situation. We know you know what is going on. And we pray that she would feel your presence with her. Thank you for Louisa and that she called this in. And even though there's no details, we don't need that to pray to you for people. And I will add, we pray for all of our DAB family. Many call in and many don't. There are many needs and concerns. And we just lift up this global campfire of people. And Brian and Jill and Ezekiel and all of their family as well. We thank you, Lord, that you're with us through all our days, the good ones and the rough ones. And we thank you, Jesus, for your precious, precious love for us. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible Fam Jam. It's His Girl Warrior here to share my grateful for Thursday, November 13th. Anyway, for the last 4 days, I have been having double vision, especially my left eye. 5 years ago when I was diagnosed with MS, that was my left optic nerve was one of the things that was impacted by it. But for the last 5 years, it's been holding steady. And then 4 days ago, I started having double vision. It was mild at first, and then it's gotten progressively more. And I was like,
oh my gosh, what the heck? Like, I took my glasses off and did my contacts and vice versa. Anyway, long story short, I called my eye doc at 3 today. He got me in at 4. He did a thorough exam because it was a medical thing. It was only $35. And then guess what, guys? Guess what? God is so good. He's good even if this had turned out to be my MS, but it is just severe eye strain. Like the other day, I graded 135 papers and then had to sit and put those grades in the computer. So sadly, my doc didn't write me an excuse for work to give to my principal, so I don't have to grade things or look at computers, but he did tell me that maybe I could wear an eye patch, and wouldn't that be the coolest thing to bedazzle an eye patch? I think my students would just get a real big hoot out of that. Anyway, so I'm so grateful to know that I just need to rest my eyes, and God is good, and I love you guys, and thanks for being grateful with me about that. Love you. Bye. Mwah.
Hi, my beautiful dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It's November 12th, and I heard Rusty and God's Shadow call today regarding asking for prayer for the divorce proceedings happening. And she shared a little of the story. Around 6 years ago, her husband was unfaithful and was having an affair. And they've been separated 3 years, and I believe they tried to reconcile, and at this point, the divorce proceedings are following through, and she is asking us to pray for open, soft hearts and also as co-parents. So let's go before the Lord. Heavenly, Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy beautiful name, Lord God. Lord Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, may your glory shine. May your justice and your mercy and your faithfulness reign forever, Father God. And Lord, we come before you and we lift up our sister, resting in God's shadow. Lord God, she said in her prayer request, Lord, and whatever else the Holy Spirit moves in your heart. And Lord, the Holy Spirit moved in my heart and said, Father God, restoration, if restoration is possible in this situation, Lord God, restore this marriage to wholeness. Father, what God has brought together, let no man separate, Father God. And we know there's cases that it's part of life, and we accept that. And at the same time, Lord, we know that you work your miracles. You are the way maker, the miracle worker. You work exactly opposite that we do, Lord. So when it seems unrepairable, Lord, you know that it can be repaired. When it seems finished, we know that it's not done. So Lord, I pray for reconciliation, and I pray that your will would be done in this marriage. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, my dad family. It's from Junk to Treasure. Could you please pray that God would send a reliable mechanic my way to fix my heater defrost? I went to a mechanic today to have him look at my brakes. The other mechanic in the little town where we live has had a heart attack and isn't doing much anymore. And I tried to tell the guy that what days I had available, and he couldn't pinpoint a time or a date, even when I had my calendar out showing him and talking to him. And I stressed to him that my daughter is blind and I have to take her everywhere when her husband's at work, and I have to be able to defrost the windshield to be able to see now that the weather has turned bad. So perhaps maybe God can just send me one so that I won't get taken advantage of, like a lot of time happens when people know that a woman is single. I'm full up. So some prayers would come in really handy right now. Appreciate it very much.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for today and all its blessings and challenges. We thank you that through it all, you are always with us. We thank you for the wisdom you have given us to navigate through it all and the grace extended to us when we get something wrong. Help us to do better each day. Give us hearts that are aligned with your purposes. Help us to be there for others and to be a source of comfort when they need us. We trust that your ways are perfect and that no matter what, you are working all things for our good. We desire to hear you clearly and not let the ways of the world distract us from what you have intended for us. Father, we ask for a growing faith that will help us to move mountains for ourselves and others. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch. Never hurts to be prepared for giants. This one's based on 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fearfulness, but one of power, love, and sound judgment. Here's your declaration. I have been given a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hi, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in November 13th to pray over our children. It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin. He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to his great reward. Hebrews 11:24-26. Moses grew up educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. He likely learned linguistics, mathematics, astronomy, architecture, music, medicine, law, and the fine art of diplomacy. Ironically, the training Moses would need to lead his people out of Egypt and shepherd them in the desert was provided in the household of Pharaoh himself. While Exodus doesn't tell us about what went on in Moses' life during these years, the writer of Hebrews allows us to see what motivated Moses, what he valued, and where he chose to place his confidence. Moses thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt. Moses, who had lived for several years in the Hebrew home of his believing parents before being schooled in the halls of Pharaoh's palace, knew about the Christ, the offspring of the woman God had promised would one day be born, who would put an end to the suffering and cruelty in this world. Moses held on to this promise. It was his confidence in the Christ that enabled him to walk away from the worldly wealth, power, and privilege. To be continued.
Hey, Dab family, it's your boy Sparky. I wanted to thank you, Brian, for today's reading on the 14th. And I really needed that. Really needed that. And I wanted to see if you guys could kind of, I don't know if anybody else ever feels like it, but I went to the doctor this week and I was forced to take a couple days off because I got really ill. And I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was 192 over 160. And I've had it for a long time. And a couple years ago, they wouldn't even do a tooth root canal because my blood pressure was so high. And I've been walking around like this for a couple years. And I've body built. I'm in about as good a shape as you can get in. And you're kind of sitting there going, no. And holidays are coming. And in January, I had been working 11 and 12 hour days, 7 days a week for a year. And the kids are a long ways away. Holidays coming. Sat with my pastor the other day for lunch. And my wife is going to go into pastorhood, and I'm going to have to help her. I don't have to. I want to. And it's easy to go, something else. And I'm going to be missing my kids over the holidays. endurance. I do have that endurance, but I ask that you guys reach in there and pray for me. And if anybody else feels like that, I'll be praying for you to kind of get by this depression. Love you.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. And I wanted to call in to just share a perspective on grief. My first encounters with grief were losing my dad and then my sister 39 days later in 1994, both to cancer. And then my mom became ill in 1995 with cancer. And I came home one time from a week away with her for treatment to an empty house, to a mother-in-law waiting at my mom's house to tell me that the marriage was over and, you know. So there are different forms of grief. There's grief from the death of your loved one, however that may happen. There's also grief from relationships, the death of a relationship, whether through divorce or breakups, even if you weren't married, the loss of that boyfriend, girlfriend. So there are different kinds of grief. Much more to share on this at some time. I love you, DAB family. Bye-bye.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for November 13th. He had his eyes and his heart set on something better than the treasures of Egypt, the reward that awaited him in heaven for investing all of his hopes in the promised Christ. Moses was willing to pass up temporary pleasure now for the lasting pleasure that would be his forever. How did he do it? It was by faith. His parents told him about God's promise, and he took hold of it and lived in light of it. Lord, we have told our children about you and your promises. Will you give our children the faith to take hold of these promises and live in light of them? Will you give our children the faith to choose to share in the oppression of God's people rather than enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin? Will you shape our children's perspective to see that it is better to suffer for your sake than to own the treasures of this world? Will you give our children eyes to look ahead to the great reward to come? I love you, family.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois, kind of a part two on grief. I left off at the divorce, and that was in 96. And then May of 97, the divorce was July 96, May of 97, my mom did pass away from her cancer. And my faith is what got me through the divorce. I wasn't prepared for it at all. The illnesses walked the journey. Yes, there was immense grief, but the divorce grief hit me in a different way because it was out of left field. I wasn't prepared for it. I didn't see any signs that things were unraveling. But grief is hard and it's debilitating. It affects your health and your perspective on everything, your outlook on life. And I wouldn't want to walk through it without knowing Jesus. And that was my life raft. And when my mom passed, I was bolstered as well. and the comfort of knowing that you'll see loved ones again is such a comfort.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for my brother. Actually, it's a praise report. I don't know if I even told you all this. He's Christopher is the one that has breast cancer on his right-hand side. And it is spread to his, he had a spot on his rib, and it is spread to his pelvis and the tops of his femurs and his spine. He went in a week ago to do an MRI on his brain. They were going to find out if it had moved to his brain, in which it has not moved to his brain. So there's no cancer at all in his brain, in his noggin. So that's a good thing. He still has cancer on his breast and on his bones, and they are not going to go remove it on the right-hand side. He's going to just have to treat it like a chronic illness for the rest of his life is what it's going to be. So, but there are several things we can do, and we're going to milk each one all the way to the end of it. So once they're done with all of these treatments, I don't think there's going to be any way he can go back and, you know, restart over again and do the treatments again. But so he just needs to be covered up in prayer, and his name is Christopher. And I will, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I will talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Hey, Brian and Jill. I paused when Jill said, maybe they didn't want us to come back. She didn't say those words. I'm paraphrasing, but that idea. Oh my gosh, we want you guys to come back. So Laura from Eugene saying, don't doubt. We want you guys to keep doing whatever this is here and there, whenever you can. It's just very wonderful. It feels very connecting. Feels like we're sitting around the global campfire like we do every day. All right. Love you. Bye.